98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It's the JoJo Show on this Friday morning. Do you guys know? You guys know what Natty Ice is? It's a really cheap beer, natural ice. I think it's put out by Budweiser. I'm not sure. Is it? I think Busch. So anyway, it's a cheap beer. And look, we all get in these moods, you know, where we just want some cheap beer and we just want to sit there and drink it. And we don't want anybody bothering us. But occasionally, if you do that on public land, authorities are going to show up. That's what happened to this poor man. He's parked in his PT Cruiser, which indicates his lot in life at this moment. Parked at the Gordon Neck State Game Area in Kalamazoo County. And the conservation officers see him there and they think he's hunting illegally. That's what they think he's doing. But they get in there and they realize he's drunk and he's holding a can of Natty Ice. And they ask him what he's doing there. And he's like, I'm listening to the owls. And they're like, okay. Yeah, you can't do that here. So they ask him, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you? And he responded with, I'm at about a 5. Never mind. I'll be honest with you. I'm drunk. The conservation officers told the man to shut the vehicle off and began conducting some tests to determine his sobriety. Partway through that, the man made a face of shock, suddenly grabbed his rear end, and before the conservation officers could do anything, the man dropped his pants and pooped on the bumper of his PT Cruiser. But he wasn't done. At that point, they put him under arrest on the way to get tested for alcohol with a blood draw. Man noticed that the officer was using his GPS and said, man, I'm drunk and I have better directions how to get to jail than you. Like, all right, whatever. And then as they're drawing his blood, he said, that's pure natural ice in my veins. Pure Natty Ice. Yes, it was. And that's why he's in jail today facing charges. But I think he'll be okay. He'll realize the error of his ways. And I think every once in a while, we all want to go listen to the owls. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids, greatest hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday.
A journey which, along the way, will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
All right, listen carefully to the question on this Family Feud game, and then listen to the answer.
If America's got talent, name a state where a lot of it can be found. Derek?
United States.
Good job, Derek.
If America's got talent, name a state where a lot of it can be found. United States.
Well, in a way, he's right. It's in there somewhere, right? Right. Here's a grandma who got reunited with her grandson after 3 years over the holidays, and she's a little bit happy, and he's grown quite a bit.
Oh, look. Oh, my love. Look at my face. Oh, Dara, why you doing me like that? Oh, baby, 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 baby. Oh, Dara. Oh, look at you, son. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I love her exuberance over seeing her grandson. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Well, no year would be complete without the complete list of odd things emergency room doctors had to pull out of butts in 2022. So here are some of your highlights. Wasn't it the guy last week we were talking about who put a military shell up there and they had to evacuate the hospital? At least he said to the doctors, yeah, I was having some fun with it. Thought I'd have some fun with the old military shell. You know, own it. That's what I'm saying. A lot of these people, they don't own it. Like this one says, girlfriend put vibrator in my rectum while I was asleep. Right. Yeah. Like that wouldn't wake you up. All right. Here are some of the things. A piece of a broom handle. A billiard ball, an ice cream cone. But the ice cream melt? What? How do you? Was it just? There's so many questions here that I need a follow up interview with these people. Was there ice cream in the cone, or is it just the cone that would normally hold ice cream? Okay, don't know. A Monopoly piece. Well, that seems quaint. That's old school. Which one was it? The Scotty dog or the race car? Two poker chips because he lost a bet. Oh, I'm sure he did. A water balloon. Again, I have more questions here because did the water balloon, did you put the water in the balloon first or did you put the, never mind. Maybe I shouldn't ask these questions. A ratchet wrench, plastic toy fish, sent into the emergency by wife for possible 16-ounce glass bottle in butt. See that on a cop show. But be on the lookout for a 16-ounce glass bottle in the butt, please. Thank you. All right. Fragrance beads. Well, that makes sense. You want it smelling nice, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
Oh, the only good news you need to know is this. Central Michigan, who's not really that good and didn't play that well, was on the road at Chrysler Arena at U of M last night, and this happened.
14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Reggie Bass being guarded by McDaniel. Reggie Bass goes up with the three, and he knocks it down! Oh, my goodness! Reggie Bass from long distance, putting the Timberwolves ahead by two!
Comes off the ball screen here.
Yeah, there you go. They're analyzing it now. But, yeah, Central beat Michigan last night. That's a good thing, right? That's good. Let's dance! Dance into the weekend. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. It is the JoJo Show. A couple days ago on the show, we were talking about accomplishments you had during this year. And a woman called up and said, I've run a marathon in all 50 states. I accomplished that in the past year by running one in Rhode Island. And then I get this call, and she said her brother has an equally... I guess you would call it ambitious, all 50 states thing.
My brother, he was determined that he was going to be able to get a speeding ticket in all 50 states.
What?
So he set out on a quest one year. Now, nothing like a major violation, you know, just a little speeding ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure.
He wasn't very successful because he didn't have the opportunity to drive in Hawaii. Because you fly there, you don't drive there.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to poop on his goal because you could probably rent a car in Hawaii and get a speeding ticket. That's all I'm saying. A, and then B, how much do you set aside? It's at least $100 per speeding ticket, right? That's $5,000, isn't it? Yeah, no thank you. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits, home of the No Repeat Weekday with Sarah Sullivan. It starts at 9 this morning. Look, I know it's New Year's weekend. A lot of you are going to be celebrating, but be careful out there. Don't drink and drive. I saw this alarming statistic the other day. I need to look up Michigan stats on this. This could be interesting. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, more than 778,000 Wisconsinites have been convicted of operating while intoxicated a vehicle at least once in their life. That's more than everybody in the city of Milwaukee. So, yeah, if you're driving to Wisconsin, yeah, I'd be really careful this weekend. And be careful here is 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I'm not feeling it. Am I supposed to feel the power? Not yet. I'll get there. I know I will. It is the JoJo Show as we stumble into New Year's weekend, the last weekend of 2022. A lot of people have New Year's superstitions. I never was a superstitious guy, but my mom practiced a tradition every year. She would try to shove the entire Christmas tree up the chimney and then light it on fire New Year's Eve. Luckily, our house never burnt down, but it came close a couple times. That thing generates a lot of heat. Just so you know, it's not a good idea to shove a Christmas tree up a fireplace and light it on fire. You may try. I would cut it up first. That's all I'm saying. Then add it gradually. That works a little bit better. Do you have a superstition that you practice on New Year's Eve for good luck in the new year?
Every year at like 5 till midnight, we sweep the house real quick with a brand new broom, open the doors, and sweep all the bad energy outside.
Okay.
And then leave the doors open for about 5-10 minutes and then throw the broom away and get a new broom because
what?
Otherwise you're bringing the bad energy back in your house.
Yeah, but you just got a new broom. All right. So sweep and then try to shut the door fast enough. No, because she said to leave the door open for a while. I was going to say try to shut the door real fast so the bad energy doesn't get back in your house. I don't know. I feel like my house has good energy. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I'm old enough to remember when Polaroid pictures were actually a big deal. It was like, hey, look, every guy's got a camera. You could look at the picture right away. Really? Yeah, you don't have to take the film to the drugstore. Just shake it, and it just develops right in front of your face. And it was like, my aunt had one, and it was weird at the time. Very weird. Anyway, we've been talking about New Year's superstitions. What's yours?
I personally have a bonfire every year of all my Amazon boxes, so I don't remember how much I've spent.
Okay.
It cleanses my soul, so I forget how much I've spent.
Well, I will say this. A bonfire is a great way to bring in a New Year's. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Johnny Beaner is here. He will be at Dr. Grin's this weekend to ring in the new year for you. Saturday
yes,
night.
I'm excited to be here.
Are you?
Yeah, I love coming to Grand Rapids. I've been coming here forever.
Do you've played this weekend for a few years now, Dr. Grin's,
no,
right?
No, I was supposed to do it a couple years ago.
That's right.
And I was... I got a surprise phone call shortly before saying, oh, it's not happening.
During that COVID era, one time we'll look back on fondly, I think.
You know what? I'm already there, to be honest. just because, like, what was nice was, like, you felt like you were being responsible by doing nothing. It was an excuse to just sit on your couch and watch Tiger King. You know what I mean? Now, if I do that, I feel like I'm lazy. I should be doing something. But back then, I felt like, man, I'm a hero.
Yeah,
and protecting the old people.
In fact, last weekend we had a bad blizzard here, and I think I'm the only one who goes, I'm okay with it. I'm just okay with it. I have nowhere to go for Christmas. I'm good. I'm just going to sit home.
Yeah.
Have a toast.
COVID was preparation for these blizzards. It's like, oh, okay. It's just getting us ready to bunker down and stay home for no reason.
I know you're from Madison, Wisconsin. Yes. You're from Madison, right?
Yep.
Did you know that over 750,000 Wisconsinites have been busted for drunk driving at least once in their life?
You know what? I that checks out. That sounds about right. It's Wisconsin. I am not one of them.
Okay.
I'm proud to say, but it's not for lack of trying. So, as responsible as that is for me to say on the radio.
It's a heavy drinking state.
It is.
And with good reason.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I've had my nights where not driving, but I've had my nights where I woke up in my bathtub with my vomit next to me. So
haven't we all been there?
We've
all been there. It's sad. It is, but we have. There's those nights where it's just so cold. You're like, I'm just gonna stay home and drink.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone, and I think people in Michigan can relate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys like to drink.
Absolutely. We're just responsible with it.
Well, pinkies up. Excuse us.
Johnny will be at Dr. Grin's for two shows, 8 and 10:30 tonight and 8 and 10:30 tomorrow. So you will be on stage when the new year hits.
I guess.
Do you guys have a countdown?
We still have to work out the kinks if we're going to be like, all right, everybody get ready. And then they can do it on their own.
No, I'm going to be home by midnight.
We'll see what happens.
Are you a big New Year's guy? Do you go out and do you like to party?
New Year's, I mean, it's a big comedy night, so I'm always working.
Yeah.
I invited my wife and kids, and they said, no, thank you. They'd rather play with all their Christmas gifts at home rather than in a hotel room.
Well, you married a hippie, am I right?
Are
you a
hippie? I'm not a hippie. I know. I'm looking at me. I have long hair. That's leftover. It's leftover pandemic hair. That's what it is. I got used to not cutting it, and I was like, well, whatever. I'm save a few bucks. But my wife, she's the hippy dippy one. She's the one who for Christmas was like, hey, instead of getting the kids presents, let's give them experiences. Oh yeah, every kid wants to wake up and see a coupon for a trip to the Arboretum.
But that's that whole, my daughter's like that. She goes, don't give me anything. We just love doing things. And I'm like, really?
Wow. How old is your daughter?
Just turned 31.
Oh, so that's what she's saying now.
Yeah.
Not when she was six.
No.
Do you want a pony? No, I would just like an experience.
Do you want a toy or an experience?
Yeah.
I'll take the toy. Thank you very much.
And every day. Oh, man.
You do mention in your act, you mentioned about your wife with the, because I've gotten this soap at the farmer's market,
oatmeal
soap.
That's, I don't know what the deal is. I think it's hippie propaganda, the whole, because I used Irish Spring. She's telling me there's aluminum in it, and I looked at it, and I don't see any aluminum on it, but man, that stuff, that hippie soap, I don't know who's running quality control, but man.
You can't.
There's rocks, pebbles. I did have the one where I was washing myself and I cut myself because there was a stick. Like I had worn it down to where the nub of a stick was sticking out and cut me. And it's ridiculous.
You can exfoliate at the same time.
Yeah, exfoliating. That's their excuses. Oh, it's for exfoliating. Oh, okay. Hey, honey, I'm going to exfoliate. Can you lay out a couple bandages for the wounds?
Yeah, and that it doesn't lather, if I remember correctly. Some, and I thought I was going to be all natural. I thought, oh, I like this soap, but it never lathered up. And I'm like, what?
It's not soap. I don't know. It's an excuse. It's like, oh, it's honey. It's honey. Oh, it's all natural. Well, now I feel weird and sticky and slimy. I want bubbles. That's what we want, bubbles, right?
And bees are following you around.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. So how long have you been married?
I have been married. Oh, we just celebrated kind of a milestone anniversary. The big, I don't know, 9 or 10. So, no, that's my joke. We've been married actually 11 years.
Okay.
So it's a 2-year-old joke is what it is. But yeah, we've been married about 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
We have two beautiful, beautiful children and a third kid, too. We have three kids. And that's, I don't know, is that a lot? What do you think? How many do you have? You just a daughter?
I had three daughters, yeah.
Oh, three. All, okay, all girls, so you know.
Yeah.
But people are always like, oh, that's so many kids. That's so many kids. I'm one of seven, so I don't think it's... When I was growing up, there's a lot. Everyone I knew was from a big family. You know, all my brothers and sisters, all from a big family.
Yeah, and people say three a lot to you because
they'll be like, oh my gosh, how do you handle three? I'm like, how did my parents handle seven? You know?
Yeah, but when you get to, I'm one of eight.
Oh, there you go.
So you know this, right? At some point in our transition, anyway, at our house, the older daughters started running the family, and the parents just checked out. They're like, "We're out of here."
Yeah, that's
definitely got it down, right?
Yeah, I was like, "Are you my?" I would always yell at my sister for acting like my mom.
Yeah.
She just took on the role, and that was very. It's very annoying for the younger ones. Like, hey, you're one of me. You know, you're not the mom. You're one of us. Should be stealing snacks just like me.
And I'm not looking out after those little ones. No. They can fend for themselves.
Yeah.
Where are you in the order?
I'm right in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm right in the middle. So that's why I... look at us. We're on the airwaves. We need the attention we didn't get growing up. You get it.
Well, but we're a lot more independent because I could leave in the summertime. I would leave the house when I was 10 years old on my bike at 10 in the morning. No one would give a crap where I was. I could go...
Yeah, they wouldn't even notice.
No.
They would just be like, huh, I thought my day was easier today. That's weird. Oh, you were gone all day. Okay.
I mean, as long as you were home before the street lights came on, right?
Yep, exactly.
Absolutely.
That's how it was.
But I love being a middle child. I think there's a lot. I think you do become more independent.
Yeah.
Or you just don't care.
For me, I won't deny it. It's a need for attention. That's what it is. That's why I go on stage. I need this love. My parents loved me, but I need the attention and the love.
Yeah. And that's probably why I'm on radio.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So if you come out to the show, after the show, instead of saying great show, just say, I love you. You are loved.
And give them a hug.
Yeah.
Give me a hug. Johnny Beaner tonight, two shows, 8 and 10:30 tomorrow. Two shows for New Year's Eve. If you want something to do, 8 and 10:30. It is the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show. You can enjoy the ride home every day with Scott Winters. And later today, Scott will have his look at things to do this weekend as we bring in the new year, 2023. God, I look back at my life and I'm like, I don't even think I was going to make it this far. And here I am. I don't even know what to do. 7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits from Kiss Alive, which was a huge album back in the mid-70s. By the way, when I went to Central Michigan, I started there in 1978, and when I first went there, you'd meet these kids from suburban Detroit, and every one of them would say, oh yeah, I was at that concert. So I don't think the arena held that many. People claim they were there at that show. Look, speaking of my youth in college, back in the day, cheap beer was a necessity when you were a young man growing up. You couldn't afford anything expensive like Michelob. That was pricey beer back then. You had to drink the cheap stuff. Occasionally, we would drink Natural Ice, which was a product of the Busch Company. Very bad product, but here's the thing about cheap beer. It does things to your gastrointestinal system that you cannot control. That's why I have a great deal of sympathy for this man who was arrested in Gordneck, State Game Area near Kalamazoo last week. He was there at the end of hunting hours, and some conservation officers approached him in his car, and he said, "Hey, are you hunting here?" And he's like, "No, I'm not hunting. I'm just listening to the owls." And that's when they noticed like a half-finished case of natural light in his car. And they asked him if he was drunk, and he's like, "Yeah, kind of." And so they asked him to get out of the car to perform some sobriety tests on him. At that point, the natty light kicked in. And our poor, poor victim here, or suspect, whatever you want to call him, had to poop. So he could have excused himself and gone off into the woods, but the cops probably wouldn't have allowed that. So he just pulled his pants there and pooped on his own car, which, by the way, was a PT Cruiser. So there's no harm in that. But then he got a little too drunk and they had to take him in. And now he's awaiting charges in the Kalamazoo County Jail. But I understand, dude. I understand. When that cheap beer kicks in, you got to go. You just got to. You certainly are. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. That's going to do it for me, JoJo Gerard. Thank you for spending 2022 with me. I will see you tomorrow and then in the new year. Have a great weekend. And the No Repeat Workday is coming up next on 98.7 WFGR. Remember, we're all counting on you.